Hey yo, what up? My name is CJ and this is CJ's Take. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to my podcast, everybody. It's your boy C to the EEJAY, your favorite podcaster, Cameroonian podcaster extraordinaire, your host with the most, flyer and a ball-headed eagle. I know I must be annoying with this, right? This is my intro. I know I must be annoying with doing this all the time, man. But hey, this is my little ritual, okay? If you have to listen to my podcast, you're gonna listen to me hype myself all the time, okay? That's what gets me in my groove, you feel me? All right. So, hey, hope you guys are doing okay. Feels good to be back again for another amazing episode of my podcast. I've been away for a little while. And, I mean, to be honest, yeah? Growing up is the biggest, I just gotta say this, like growing up is the biggest scam ever, okay? When I was young, if I was told adulting is this complicated, I'd have decided to stay a kid the rest of my life, okay? Growing up is annoying. There's a lot of things you gotta take care of. You gotta take care of yourself. You gotta also take care of other people. But when you're young, everyone just took care of you. It was easy, you know? So, hey, sometimes I want to grow up, man. But hey, that's life. So, you know, I want you guys to, you know, understand and forgive me for not being very consistent with my episodes like I was before. It's because, you know, things are happening. We're growing to bigger things and that requires more commitment and more dedication and more time. But I still don't never forget to come through and make sure that I give you guys amazing episodes on my podcast. All right, we're back again and we're going to talk about another issue. I'm not calling it an issue, right? It's actually something that I was inspired to talk about by a conversation that I had with two people of recent. One of them being someone that is very, very close to me, someone that I consider to be family. And this person opened up to me about some things about their life that, you know, inspired me to talk about this episode today. Now, what we're going to be talking about today is surrounded around one word, the word toxic. I know you must have heard about this word before, yeah? Toxic. The dictionary, yeah? The Oxford Dictionary defines the word toxic as something poisonous. You know, very harmful or unpleasant substance that just does nothing to you. That's what toxic means. But we live in a day and age where the word toxic is being used to describe people. Meaning there are certain people in our lives who are toxic, who are poisonous, who are harmful or unpleasant. Now, we need to, as we live life every day, we need to understand and to be able to identify these people who are toxic in our life and do what we have to do to cut them out, because no one wants to be around something that's poisonous, yeah? So our episode today is going to be surrounded around that, around toxic people. I'm not here to tell you who toxic people are because I like to be positive. So I'm not going to focus on the negative things of toxicity or toxic people. I'm going to try to help you to figure out how to deal with toxic people. So, and the easiest way is to be able to let go. I'll say that again. The easiest way to deal with toxic people is to be able to let go, which is not as easy as it sounds. Letting go of toxic people does not mean that you hate them. It simply means that you care about your own well-being as well. That's the first thing I want you to keep in your mind today. All right? So, ladies and gentlemen, our podcast episode of today is going to be me giving you what I consider to be my quick tips for dealing with toxic people. And I could only come up with five of them. Five of tips that are going to help you to deal with toxic people in your life. And by the way, number five is my ultimate favorite. Number five is what I believe in. Number five is what has helped me. And I would like to share that with you guys today. All right. So like I said, today we're going to talk about my five smart ways to deal with toxic people. I'm not going to take much of your time. Let's just dive into it. So here are my five ways. Number one, stop pretending you're okay with their behavior. You hear that? Number one, the very first thing you need to do in order to deal with toxic people is to stop pretending that you are okay with their behavior. Because if you're being honest with yourself right now, I think we are all guilty of this one. Okay? if making plans to see or to spend time with this person means you have to pack up, you know, some courage and willpower, or you have to practice some defense moves, or scared of panic or threat, then I must tell you that their behavior is not okay to be around. That's already signs that this person's behavior is not okay to be around. So, first things first, you need to admit to yourself right now that you cannot stand the way these people speak to you or the way they treat you. The way they act make you fear, or they bring out this, you know, they bring down your energy and enthusiasm. They just kill your spirit whenever you share space together with them. You need to be able to tell yourself that. Admit it to yourself. First of all, that you're not okay with these people's behavior. Don't pretend. Because guess what? It is true. So if it is true, what you should do is to admit it to yourself right now. This is the very first step in putting some boundaries and also throwing yourself that much needed lifeline to make progress. So number one, admit to yourself and stop pretending that you're okay with their behavior. Now number two, start speaking up. It is not enough to tell yourself that, okay, fine, I admit that, okay, these people are toxic, they're not healthy for me, they're not good for me. Now, what are you going to do about it? You need to start speaking up. Now, I must say that this should come as a warning, by the way. And it should come as a warning, not because, you know, when you speak up, all hell is going to let loose and, you know, it's going to create all this drama. No. Not because things are going to get worse. No. Not because they are going to, you know, physically hit you with their toxic stick. No, none of that. It comes as a warning because you just may be in for a surprise at what will come out of your own mouth when you start speaking up. Trust me, I've been down this road. When you start speaking, you just might be very surprised at what's going to come out of your mouth. Now, many days and weeks and even years have been spent in the company of very toxic people. And if that's the case, then it's probably left you with a lot of unsaid feedback and a range of, you know, unresolved and unprocessed feelings. And that's okay. Now, how could you speak up before when there was no room? Ask yourself that question. So I need you to just adopt some compassion for yourself, okay? And remember that whatever happened before probably needed to happen. So don't be too hard on yourself. Personally, the way I deal with this is, the way I deal with, you know, starting to speak up is I have certain phrases that I use, yeah, which I call key phrases that allows me to be able to speak up without inviting some, you know, sort of arguments or conflict when I'm around these toxic people. I mean, yes, one of my favorite, right? I could be like, oh, I'm feeling very upbeat today, you know, so I really don't want to talk about negative stuff. How about we talk about that great new job you have? You see what I just did? I just switched up the topic from something very negative, which is obviously toxic for me, to something more lively, more positive. The key here is that you're making known your feelings to that person and you're making known your presence, and at the same time, you're also placing importance on them as much as you can. You're also changing the subject. I need you to try this in many different ways, you know, to present it to them. And just see what happens. Try to switch up the conversation when you're speaking up, and then you see what happens. Number three, make a time boundary. This is very important. And making a time boundary is a very key thing to do when you're dealing with toxic people, because I do understand that there are some toxic people that you cannot deal without, which means that you still have to share space with them. You have to see them whether you like it or not. Yeah? Now, if you must spend time with these people that are toxic to you, you might be asking yourself, so what do you do? How do you fix this problem? Usually, it could be, you know, a family member that you have to see at some, you know, special family, you know, occasion that everyone needs to come together. Now, you cannot run away from that. You cannot, you know, stay away from that because they're going to blame you. They're going to be like, oh, this is the family member, the cousin that doesn't want to come for, you know, family get together. So everyone's going to think you're bad. Now you have to go to these events, but you could go and make a difference. Why? Because you can plan a shorter visit. You don't have to spend all that time. Go there, but make your visit shorter. This is important because why? That's what it means, planning a time boundary. Make a shorter visit. Plus, you can also balance that out with other important engagements that you have to do in your life. So you spend a shorter time with them and then you can go do something else, which is more healthy for you. Now, you don't need to say what else you're going to do either. Got it? Now, I want you to note this. If you absolutely do not need to see this person, then I want you to consider taking a break from them. A break of a few weeks or months. If it's possible not to see this toxic person at all, take a break from them. It's okay to cut them off. Delete their number from your phone. You know, block them if you may. You know, don't give them access to you for a while. That I call that period a cleansing period. Most of us find it difficult to do that because it's so hard for us to let go. I still remember something my grandpa used to always tell me when I was growing up. My grandpa used to always tell us that 10 friends cannot be best friends forever. I never understood what that meant until I was all grown. Grandpa always said that. 10 friends cannot be best friends forever. And he said that every time we'll come to visit him and he's going to ask, how is this friend? How is this one? Once your responses start changing, he lets you know 10 friends cannot be best friends forever. Why? Because as you grow, you're going to outgrow some of your friends. You're going to outgrow some of the relationships in your life. You're going to be able to shed some weight off so you can climb easily. You can climb higher. It's nothing wrong with that because there are friends in the higher position you're heading to that you can, you know, create better relationships with. So don't be scared to shed off some weight. Okay? That's what I mean, which I said, if you don't need to see this person, take a break from them for a few weeks or months. See how that makes you feel, not seeing them at all. And so, not having that person in your space is not going to blanket all the good times that you could be having. It's not going to cover up that. And by that way, that means, you know, you get more time to spend doing more positive things. And I want to say this, that is not you being mean. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It means that you're practicing self-preservation, which is something that I truly encourage. You're not being a bad person by cutting them off. You're just taking care of yourself. You're prioritizing your mental and emotional health to make sure that you're okay. All right? That's number three. Number four, call a friend before and after. This sounds like a very easy thing, but I want you to think about this. Call a friend before and after. Now, this is a very great thing to do, especially in terms of perspective. So, before you go see this toxic person, I want you to think about calling someone who's more supportive, a friend who's supportive, who understands. I want to express this, you know, who you can express your anxiety to about meeting this toxic person. Talk to them, let them know how you feel, etc. They're going to give you some advice. What this is going to do for you is that it's going to remind you to stay connected and respectful of how you feel as you go along that process with this toxic person. And also, it's going to be good to know that there is, you know, a supportive and non-toxic people who you can actually rely on whenever you need them. So talk to a friend who's going to be more helpful, more understanding before you go meet your old toxic person. And then so that you can get more perspective from them and then you can get to know that there's someone that if something happens, you can call them and they're going to get you level-headed. That always helps. All right? Now, for my final tip on how to deal with toxic people. And like I said before, this is my favorite tip. And this is one which everyone is guilty of. I have been guilty of this one and this is what helped me. Number five, remember that it's not about you. Okay, I'll say this again. Remember that it's not about you. Now, this is a tendency of what we do. We always make this statement. It's not me. It's not you. It's me. Does that sound familiar? Oh, I'm sorry. It's not you. It's me. Wrong. Very wrong. Of course, it is them. Now, why I say this is important is because a lot of us get caught up with making excuses for the people who are toxic in our lives. People hurt us, people make our life difficult, people treat us like shit, excuse my French, but here we are making excuses. You go, oh, I'm so sorry, he cheated on me because I wasn't available at the time, because, you know, I was going through some stuff in school, so I wasn't very focused on taking care of him. Oh, he cheated on me because his aunt just died, his mom just died, so he was emotionally broken. He cheated on me because he needed to see something else. I was so much in his space. Excuse me? You listen to all of that? This is someone who definitely broke you, did something wrong, disrespected you, but here you are making excuses for their behavior. I know that everyone out there listening to me has been victim to this. I have been, and I had to learn the hard way. So it is not you who's the problem, it is them. It cannot be easy, or rather, it can be easy to start feeling, you know, that as, you know, and as a result of that, start acting like it was your fault. It wasn't. It is not. This toxic behavior and ill feeling is about them and them alone. It doesn't reflect who you are or your values, nor does it, you know, need to inspire any future negativity in your life. If someone hurts you, tell them to their face, you were bad, you hurt me, bye-bye. Don't understand, don't make excuses for them. Now, as you learn to see them as the toxic people they are, at least at this moment in time, you can detach yourself from their behavior and you don't have to suffer anymore from them, with them, or simply around them. So you take yourself out of the equation. Is it time to drop the toxic person altogether, you may ask? Well, it's probably one of the hardest things, letting go of those toxic people in our lives. It's one of the hardest things to do. These toxic people, these poisonous, unpleasant people around us, whom we truly know that they are not good for us, they are the hardest people to let go. Why? Because some part of us feels like we need them. Because they are very good at, you know, emotionally blackmailing you, making you feel like they are what you need to get level-headed. Making you feel like if you don't understand them, some will come around, some are going to cry and make you feel like you're leaving them when they are most vulnerable, etc. Toxic people are very manipulative, by the way. They are very manipulative, so you got to keep your antennas right up there and be ready to listen. But here's something that will help you to think about it. When we stay around these people, when we stay around toxic people and we continue to enable their toxic behavior, there's the thing, we do them no good either. You're not helping them by staying around them. Because why? Once you keep staying around them, the drama keeps playing along, the catastrophe keeps, you know, is always ready to implode, the negative, you know, band balance untarnished. And this is because, for reasons very personal to them, the issue lies with them and with their outlook of life. That's why they're toxic. That's why they stay toxic, because the way they look at life, their outlook of life is just toxic. It's just poisonous, unpleasant. So if you keep staying around them, you're enabling them to become even more toxic. What you need to do, if you really want to help these people, what you need to do is to delete the toxic people from your environment. Why? Because when you delete toxic people from your environment, it becomes a lot easier to breathe. Why do I say this? Because when you cut off a toxic person, you push them right away. Which means the next person who is watching you, seeing you detached from that person, he already sends a signal, oh, probably this person is not good enough. And then they probably, you know, automatically might want to stay away from them too. And that's a good thing, because this person might go use their toxicity. Oh my gosh, what's happened to my English? Now, they might go, you know, intoxify the other person and make them, you know, even more toxic than they are, and it just keeps spreading like a virus. So what happens is, when you decide to delete these people from your environment, it becomes a lot more easier to breathe and becomes healthier for everybody. If the circumstances warrant, leave these people behind and move on. Like I said before, it is okay to lose friends. Seriously, you have to be strong and you have to know when enough is enough. Okay? Letting go of toxic people doesn't mean you hate them or that you wish them harm. It simply means that you care about your own well-being as well. And that's okay. Alright? Okay, I'm done. Now go spread the word. My name is CJ, and that's my take. Until next time. Peace.